Technology Design.
Hey, can I speak to Gary, please?
One minute, please.
Hi, this is Gary.
Hey, Gary, this is Sam calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. I'm not going to take up too much of your time here. I was just going to follow up with you. It looks like we mailed you a couple finance offers. Looks like we had you pre-approved with us here for about $250,000. I was just looking to introduce myself here and check in and see if you got them or if you have any questions.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I'm sure you guys get a bunch of mail all the time. A little quick rundown, I could summarize it for you here. We're a private business bank, and we specialize in equipment financing and working capital. Because we specialize with small business owners like you guys, we can usually do a lot more than your typical bank does. So we don't actually replace your bank, we just kind of supplement them. So if you guys are looking to take on any new equipment or you have some projects where you need short-term capital, things like that for, we're a pretty good fit here. You looking to do anything like that here in the near future?
Yeah, we're actually trying to buy a piece of equipment. It's a injection machine.
Injection machine? Okay. You guys looking to do that here in the near future? Next month or two, or?
Oh yeah, actually I sent them a 10% deposit on it.
Oh, all right. Did you try to finance it, or are you looking here to pay
Yeah, we're
cash?
trying to. What's your interest rates?
So our interest rates, they usually start in the mid-single digits, like something where like 3 to 5. But we take into account the business, the industry. Looks like you're here in a pretty big industry right now. What did you guys do in sales last year?
Oh, probably around 500,000 or 600,000.
Right. So yeah,
Is that
that'll
too
de-
small for you guys?
No, not at all. That'll actually put you in some of our lower ranges. That's actually pretty good. I'll tell you what, I can transfer you here over to our underwriter specialist. They're right around the corner. They can give you a really
Okay.
more specific detail if you have a few minutes.
Sure.
That'd be okay? All right. One second.
Thank you for holding. This is Shaw. Is this Gary?
Yes.
Hey, Gary. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. So Sam kind of filled me in a little bit that you're looking to purchase a injection machine.
Yeah.
Okay. What vendor are you going through?
Katie Capital.
Katie Capital. Okay. And you said that it's going to cost you about 100. Was it 100K? Or sorry.
No, actually, there's a couple of things, options I have.
Sure.
One thing, we're preparing to buy the building that we're in, and so we have a couple of options. I do have a piece of machinery that I put a deposit on. It's the machine itself was 28.5, and so I sent them $2,800 just to hold it.
Okay.
So one option is that we're interested in just buying just the one machine. But the other that we're looking at, I have three other loans that we're at the end of all three of them. So
Okay.
in preparation to come up with the down payment for our building, we're looking at possibility of consolidating those into,
Okay.
because all of those will be paid off next year.
Okay.
So one option is to just buy this machine and, deal with the down payment through a working capital. The other is to consolidate those, and because we're paying without the new piece, we're paying about $5,000 a month.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And they're not a lot. One's $14,000, one's $35,000, and one is $52,500.
Okay.
So And we're at the tail end of all of them.
I see. Okay. So these three loans right here, are they all working capital loans?
Well, they're secured with equipment. They were all to purchase equipment.
Oh, I see. Okay. Equipment.
Our working capital we just use from our cash flow. We haven't need to borrow for working capital.
Oh, okay, okay. So it's all, the 14, the 35, the 52, 5 are all equipment financing secured loans.
That's correct.
Okay. And are these the ending or the current balances, or are these the starting balances?
That's the current balance, yes.
The current balance, okay.
The one that's 52.5 started at 120,000. The one that's 35,000 started at about 55,000. It started last October.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that's 14,000 was about 28,000, and it started in October also.
October, okay. Oh, okay. What type of equipment were they?
They're all injection machines. We do plastic injection molding, so
plastic.
It's all for equipment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And did you purchase these last October for tax deduction purposes?
No, we're growing.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, that's why I'm buying this next machine. It's we're growing, and we keep them pretty busy.
Yeah, that's that's awesome. And they're all from the same company, the same vendor?
Oh, no. They're different vendors, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And this new piece, are you replacing or adding on?
Adding.
Okay. It sounds like, you know, during October time is the time that you normally look at financing and adding on anything that you need.
Well, that was just a coincidence.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The way that happened was I found the one piece, and when I went to buy it, they had one sitting next to it. So those two of those pieces were from the same vendor. I went to buy the one, and he says, "Oh, I got this one if you want it too."
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
they were closing
see.
Down their shop. They're not going to do any injection molding. So they sold me the whole room. I bought grinders and dryers and injection machines and all kinds of stuff. So I bought their whole room.
Wow, must be nice for them. You're their favorite customer.
And then I got to do their work. They said, "Well, since you have our machines, will you do our work for us?" So I felt that was pretty good.
Wow, okay. Okay, so this piece that you're looking to purchase, you already put a down payment with the vendor so that they can hold it for you.
Right.
Okay. And then do you already have a quote or invoice from them?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what we can do is there's two different options here. I can, one, just do the financing for the new piece of injection machine, or
right.
I also have a second option where I can consolidate the three loans that you have right now and then just get you some additional capital on top to purchase that the new injection machine too.
Mm-hmm.
And these are both options that I can look at in the underwriting department here and see which one's going to be the best fit for you, the best terms and interest for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's the length of your terms on equipment?
It goes up to 5 years, sometimes seven for certain pieces of equipment, more expensive equipment that we have, like CNC machines. But
right.
usually it goes up to 5 years with monthly payments.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be good.
Yeah. And are you currently, the loans that you have right now, are they monthly payments?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yes. We've actually paid ahead on the one that's 52.5.
Mm-hmm.
We're like a year ahead on that one.
Oh, really? Nice. Okay, and how long have you been in business for?
10 years.
10 years, okay. And are you...
I bought the business, and it had been going since 2000. And then I bought it in 2007, so it's almost 10 years, 9.5 years.
Oh, okay. And when you bought it, did you change the name of the business, or is it
no,
stay the same?
It's the same name.
Oh, same name.
Different, identity as far as the legal status, but it's the same name.
Oh, okay.
So
what structure?
Our customers.
Go ahead.
Yes, it was a corporation. It's now, we have an LLC, some investments, LLC doing business as technology design.
I see. Okay. Okay, because what we can do is I can actually give you credit for the whole time that the business has been there since the name stayed the same. Even though the structures changed, we still give you credit for the duration that's been there because you have a good customer base and things like that, good reputation. So technically for us, we'll see it as a 16 years time in business.
Well, some of the customers have been the same because once we build their molds, his customers stay with us, so some of them have been here forever.
Oh, okay. Most of your customers, are they repeat customers?
Yeah, just the nature of our business, because what we do, we help people design their products, and then in order to make them, we have to build steel molds.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got several thousand dollars invested in a mold, and we keep those here, and so when they order, we have them on our shelf. So some customers order weekly, some two or three times a year, some every 2 years, but they're always the same customers, and then we just slowly build and get new customers.
And then if they wanted to make new molds, then you would be the one that they'll turn to too. So that's pretty awesome. It's stable. You have a stable business.
Yeah, it's been stable.
Okay. And, okay, perfect. So what I can do is I can send over the application over to you. I'll have Sam do it, send it over to you. It's a one-page application. It's just normal business info, information, things like that. And then all we just need is just the 6 most recent months of business bank statement, so from February to July.
That's fine.
And then just the most recent tax return, and then the invoice for that piece of equipment.
So do you have my email address?
I do not. What is it?
Gary Murdoch, GaryMurdoch, at Amrock, AMROCK,
online.com. Okay. Perfect. So I'll go ahead and send that over to you. I forgot to ask you, is the reason why you're purchasing the new machine you have, is it because you have like a lot of upcoming projects? I see. Oh, that's good though.
Yeah, our sales have gone way up from last year.
Oh, that's good. Do you have to hire new people then?
It's getting to that point, yeah.
And you probably have to hire like pretty specialized people to work the machines.
No, we can actually use temporary services if we need to.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It only takes us about 30 minutes to train someone to run a machine.
Oh, really? Okay, so it's not like complicated, like a fancy machine or something.
No, it's fairly basic.
Okay.
They open the door and pull out the part. If it looks good, they put it in a good pile, and if it's bad, they put it in a bad pile.
Oh, okay, that's easy then. Yeah, because we also offer working capital as well. So if you needed some extra capital to fund those projects too, like buying raw materials, things like that, we can help on that aspect too.
Well, the only reason that would be the case because their cash flow is pretty good. I mentioned to the other guy that
Sam.
Maybe I mentioned to you, yeah. But anyway, one or the other, we're buying the building that we're in, and so we want to come up with they're requiring 10% down.
Oh.
And so we want to make sure that we have the money in place. That won't happen until January because the seller wants to have the new year to deal with the taxes.
Oh, okay.
So that's why the only reason I would consider consolidating these pieces of equipment is because I want to make sure I have enough down payment to buy the building.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Otherwise, you know, we're fine making the payments, but we want to preserve some of our working capital for the down payment on our building.
Yeah. Okay. So, and that's happening in January at the soonest.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So what we can do is we can start with the equipment financing side. And then in January when it comes, or even in December, we can start planning ahead. Because what we can offer you is about 10 to 15% of your gross sales as the capital side. And so, I forget if I already asked you for gross sales. I don't think I did. What was your gross annual sales like?
Let me look what it is now. It's more this year than last year, I know that.
Yeah, sounds like it.
One of our customers, I told you how once we get a customer, then they just keep ordering from us. One of our customers has opened up some accounts in Canada and almost, well, they've doubled their sales, so so that means we grow with them.
Yeah. That's good.
So our sales so far are $349,000 year to date.
Okay,
$349,000 year to date.
Okay. And then do you know how much you need for the down payment for the building in January?
They want a total of $80,000, but I have credit with the seller because we've been here for a while and we've put some money into the building and they're giving me credit. I put a new roof, you know, and several improvements, and so they're giving me credit for about $50,000.
Oh, okay.
So
that's pretty
I'm
nice.
Probably going to need to come up with about 30 to 40,000 with, depending on the origination fees and closing costs.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it sounds like we can definitely help you out on that side too, because even though your year to date is 349, you know, you still have the rest of the year to go. And, you know, even with the $349 that you have right now, we can free up about $50,000 for you just based on that number.
Yeah, that would help if we need to, like I say, our cash flow is pretty good, so. But we want to make sure we don't miss out on this opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if they're giving you, like, $50,000 in credit, too.
Yeah, yeah, that helps. And the other advantage with buying this building is this equipment is big stuff. We're talking about 33 pounds per unit, huge pieces of equipment, and it would cost me $50,000 to $75,000 to move to another building. So not only do I get credit for what I put into the building, but I don't have to spend money to move to another place.
Yeah,
plus,
would you have to take
downtime, you know, plus there's the downtime of moving. I'd lose a couple of weeks minimum in production.
So that's like a couple thousand dollars.
It costs me at least $100,000, you know, with moving costs and downtime.
Yeah.
So we definitely want to try and close on this deal. That's why we're kind of trying to preserve capital as best we can to make sure we don't miss out.
Sure. And, you know, if everything goes well, you know, with the equipment side, and it shows that you have good payback history with us, come January or December, we can give you... You know, you'll be doing a renewal loan with us, basically. So that means, what that means is basically you get a better term, better longer term, better rates, things like that, too.
Yeah, plus I can show you our history on the payments from our other loans. Like I say, not only were they on time, but on one, the one, we're like a year ahead. Well, if you will email me that information, we'll... get you some, whatever you need.
Sure, sounds good. So again, it'll just be the one-page application, the bank statements, and tax return, and then the invoice. Do you know when you might be able to get it into us?
I could have it ready for you this weekend.
Okay, sounds good. So I'll look out for it, you know, Monday, and then we'll touch base then.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.